Tonight in New York, the Brooklyn Academy of Music is launching its 20th annual Next Wave Festival. It's the Academy's fall season of contemporary music, theater, and dance. When it began, nobody quite knew whether the series of avant-garde work would succeed, even in New York. In the years since, as Jeff London reports, the Next Wave Festival has become an international institution.
When Harvey Lichtenstein took over as president of the Brooklyn Academy of Music in 1967, it was a rundown institution in a marginal neighborhood, and he had trouble luring Manhattanites across the East River to see his shows.
I know once in the early years when we had some performances of Martha Graham in the early 70s, Clive Barnes, who was then the critic of the New York Times, said to me that some friends of his told him that he asked them if they were going to come and see Graham at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, and they said, no, we'll wait till she appears in London.
Lichtenstein knew the Brooklyn Academy of Music was going to have a hard time competing with Lincoln Center and Carnegie Hall, so he decided to counter-program.
We concentrate a lot on new work and unusual activity that was not being done in Manhattan, because we figured that was the way we could get press attention, and that was the way we could get people to come here.
Lichtenstein began offering large-scale pieces by experimental artists like Steve Reich as early as 1971. Before they played in the Brooklyn Academy's two theaters, their works were confined to Manhattan lofts or were staged abroad. Joe Melillo produced the first Next Wave Festival.
Artists like Philip Glass and Laurie Anderson and Lee Brewer and Meredith Monk could not get their large-scale, multidisciplinary work produced in the United States. They were indeed going to Europe.
Melillo took over as artistic director of the Brooklyn Academy of Music, or BAM as it's known, when Harvey Lichtenstein retired in 1998. For the first Next Wave Festival, the two presented works as diverse as The Photographer, a multimedia piece by Philip Glass and Joanne Acolytis, and a retelling of the Oedipus myth by Lee Brewer and Bob Telson, called The Gospel at Colonus.
Do not go on. This place is holy. Stop when.
Philip Glass, who's been featured at the Next Wave Festival numerous times, says BAM quickly became an internationally respected venue for new work.
In Europe, they call it the BAM. To have performed at the BAM is an extremely prestigious thing. And people will talk about that, that they hope to go to the BAM someday, or they did play at the BAM, or they heard that this was at the BAM.
In 1984, the BAM presented a revival of Einstein on the Beach by Philip Glass and Robert Wilson. Until then, the five-hour opera had only been seen for two performances at the Metropolitan Opera House. This raises a criticism of the Next Wave Festival, that it primarily presents work developed elsewhere. New York Times critic John Rockwell, who created the Lincoln Center Festival, which also imports its offerings, says that Harvey Lichtenstein and Joe Melillo have, nevertheless, made an important contribution to the New York art scene.
Harvey is essentially a presenter, and so is Joe. They have put money into things and commissioned them in that sense, but they have not created totally new homegrown works on the whole.
BAM co-commissioned Nixon in China with the Houston Grand Opera and the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. The opera, by composer John Adams and librettist Alice Goodman, debuted in Houston in 1987 and then traveled to BAM. Also, in 1987, BAM brought in director Peter Brook's nine-hour Indian epic, The Mahabharata. None of the Brooklyn Academy's theaters was appropriate, so Harvey Lichtenstein says he and Brook checked out an abandoned vaudeville house a couple of blocks away.
It was all boarded up. We got a ladder. We got through a window with a flashlight. We went in there. The roof was dripping. The floors were about ready to fall through. He looked around and he said, well, I think this might be okay, he said.
The renovated theater has since been renamed in honor of Harvey Lichtenstein. All told, there have been more than 1,000 Next Wave performances over the last 20 years, seen by more than a million people. Composer Philip Glass says he likes the crowd the Next Wave Festival draws.
The great thing about the BAM audience is certainly the diversity of it in terms of age, in terms of background, in terms of their expectations of what they think performance art is.
Each year, the BAM audience discovers new artists. Choreographer Mark Morris made his Next Wave debut in 1984 and has since returned many times. Morris recently opened a dance center one block away from the Brooklyn Academy and often goes to Next Wave events.
You know, I've seen lots of shows over the years that I loved and hated and in between and, you know, saw three times or walked out of. You know, that's a wonderful thing.
Morris's offbeat reinterpretation of Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker, called The Hard Nut, will close this year's festival. Many other BAM regulars, like Meredith Monk and Steve Reich, will be returning too. But several artists are making their Next Wave debuts. Artistic director Joe Melillo is excited about one of the new voices that he's bringing to BAM.
I think that Osvaldo Galahov is a true discovery. This Argentinian composer, who now resides in the United States, lives in Massachusetts, has composed this large choral and symphonic work called La Passion Según San Marcos.
Osvaldo Galahov's hour-and-a-half interpretation of the Gospel of St. Mark will be presented in November. And though it's been performed elsewhere, the composer says he's thrilled to have his work at BAM.
I like the company. I like to be in a place where Mark Morris and Philip Glass and Steve Reich are. Definitely, it's almost like a dream, you know, especially if you're born in La Plata, Argentina.
The Next Wave Festival is kicking off its 20th season tonight with Galileo Galilei, a new opera by Philip Glass and Mary Zimmerman. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.